1. England, 1813. Miss Catherine Blackmore was in possession of a great many secrets. After all, that was very much expected in her work as a matchmaker. She became friends with her clients, even confidants. She had to establish a certain level of trust with them so she could help them secure a match. And not just any match, no. She worked hard to ensure that she found each and every one of her clients a love match, because she refused to let anyone marry for convenience, especially if she had a choice in the matter. Kate, her younger sister Hannah, leaned closer to her on the pew and whispered, "Where do you suppose Lucy is?" "I don't rightly know," Catherine replied, as she looked around the room while attempting to appear unconcerned. Her other sister spoke up, as she glanced down at her father's old gold pocket watch. "The ceremony was supposed to start nearly 30 minutes ago," Amelia murmured. "This is the first time we have attended a wedding in this parish," Hannah remarked. "Perhaps this is a regular occurrence." Catherine turned her attention towards the front of the chapel and saw the blonde-haired groom, Lord Hampton, standing next to the short, aging vicar. His brow was furrowed, and he had a worried expression on his face that spoke volumes as he conversed with the vicar in hushed tones. It was evident that this was anything but ordinary. "Do you suppose they were in a carriage accident?" Hannah asked. "Should we see if they need assistance?" Glancing down at their pristine white gowns, Catherine replied, "I doubt we could render them any assistance in our current attire." Amelia slipped the pocket watch back into her reticule. "How long are we expected to wait, then?" "I have no doubt that Lucy will come," Catherine responded matter-of-factly. "We just need to give her more time." "Could we have been wrong about this match, Kate?" Hannah asked, her brows drawn together. Catherine shook her head, causing the dark brown curls that framed her face to sway back and forth. "That is utter rubbish. Lord Hampton and Lucy are a love match, I'm sure of it." "If that is the case, then where is she?" Amelia questioned. Catherine attempted to keep her face expressionless. "I don't know, but I am not ready to give up on Lucy. Are you?" she asked, trying to allay the growing tension. "You always have been the optimist," Amelia muttered, leaning back against the pew. The door to the chapel opened, and Lucy's mother, Lady Henry, walked in with a deep frown marring her features. Her eyes scanned the room until they landed on Catherine, and relief flickered in them. Lady Henry quickly closed the distance in a few strides and said in a hushed but urgent voice, "May I speak to you for a moment, Miss Blackmore?" "Of course." Catherine rose from the pew gracefully, feeling everyone's eyes upon her. They didn't speak as she followed Lady Henry out of the small chapel, but once the doors closed behind them, the bride's mother spun back around and revealed, "Lucy refuses to exit the coach." "Does she state a reason?" Lady Henry pressed her thin lips together. "No, but she has determined that she doesn't want to marry Lord Hampton anymore." "That is rather disconcerting," Catherine murmured. "Lord Henry is beside himself," Lady Henry explained, her voice shrill with agitation. "He has been yelling at Lucy for nearly 30 minutes, but she refuses to leave the coach." "Perhaps I should speak to her." Lady Henry let out a deep, relieved sigh. "Would you mind?" "Not at all." Spinning on her heel, Lady Henry walked the short distance to where a black coach sat alongside the dirt road. Lord Henry was standing next to the coach, looking aggravated. He was speaking through the open window in a low, irritated tone, but Catherine was far enough away that she could only make out snippets of the conversation. As they neared the coach, she heard Lord Henry saying, "Don't make me count again, Lucy! I will do it!" "Henry," Lady Henry interjected, "look who I brought to help." Lord Henry turned his tired eyes towards her. "Oh, thank heavens. I will pay you handsomely if you talk some sense into this insipid girl." "No payment is necessary, Lord Henry," Catherine assured him. "It would be my pleasure to speak to Lucy."
"I wish you luck," Lord Henry muttered as he stepped away from the coach.
Catherine came to stand next to the coach's window. "Lucy, it's Catherine," she said. "May I come in to speak to you?"
A pause.
"Yes, you may," Lucy replied, "but don't expect me to change my mind."